WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, whenever that may be, depending on where you live. Maybe you are listening in on KCNW, Kansas City, WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm so grateful this program is reaching you, my new friends out there, and thanks for joining us. You're going to hear a message today. It's a revelation God gave me about 4 years ago. I preached the sermon then, and now, obviously, as you hear it today, you'll hear it's been updated since then. But the message is the same, and that is it's tracking how Satan operates. This is MO, modus operandi, and that is to keep you, my friend, in your comfort zone, to influence you to do nothing. And we follow that all the way back when Satan shows us his whole card and says, skin for skin, exclamation point, New King James, he's upset about this. All that a man has, he will give for his life. He's mad at God for the hedge of protection that he had around Job. He thinks you and I will do anything to save our hide. And in order to accomplish that, he'll try to inspire us to do nothing. We've looked at Nehemiah in this sermon, who God put it on his heart to rebuild the wall. Satan sends people to do nothing. The Lord Jesus Christ, marching to the cross, Satan through Peter says, nah, do nothing. Don't do that. Far be it from you. This is where we're at here. This was the revelation God gave me. And that is Satan is trying to inspire you and I to do nothing in the face of this crooked, evil world. If you'd like a copy of this, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll mail you the disc free of charge. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see it up there, skin for skin. Here's the next part of this message.
I can hear the lie now. Take thine ease, David. You're a great king. You've worked hard. Take some time off. Or that saying I hate more than any saying in the annals of time. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Think twice next time you hear it. Apply it to your situation. Treat yourself. You deserve that trip to Las Vegas. Treat yourself. Now, David was unable to discern something his son Solomon would write years later. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time for war and there's a time for peace. There's a time for church and there's a time for football. There's a time to eat and there's a time to fast. There's a time to be silent, and there's a time to speak up in Jesus' name. There's a time to be quiet, and a time to rise up and make a difference in this crooked, evil world that you live in. The day is going to come where God is going to say to you, rise up. Get up. And the adversary will say, he was talking to someone else. He wasn't talking to you. Remember, you got a corn on your toe. You can't go out and fight. Take thine ease. He meant someone else, not you. Have some chili. All right, we've looked at the past. How about some more present day stuff? How does Satan appeal to our comfort zone today? Answer, same way. By planting the notions of comfort into your mind like he did David. Don't go to church today. Relax. Why go to church? What did Jim say to me when he walked in the door? Well, my day's better now because I'm in church. Praise God. But the lie is, don't go to church today. Stay at home, do laundry. Watch Bob Barker on the television. Stay at home. Now, Satan doesn't know the future, but he does know what happens to a person that's going to a church that's doing it right. Look at all the things that have taken place inside of this church since March. People get blessed. People get strengthened. People hear from God in this church. Anyone here ever heard from God in this church since March? That was next, Wayne. Dwayne. People get healed, even of cancer. People are forgiven of sin. People commune with Almighty God in this church. I can't tell you how many people have said to me the last couple months, when I come into this church, I feel God in here. He's present with us. God wants you to come here and to be blessed, because great things will happen to you today. Satan says, he doesn't tell you to go out and commit adultery or have a drink. He says, relax. It's a brilliant deception. Do nothing. Nothing. Can't hurt anybody. Just do nothing. Treat yourself to a fun day at the sports bar. You've earned it. Don't go to church today. Look at a shiny new boat in your driveway. How many people in here have a boat other than the professional fishermen? How many people have a boat? Look at the temptation to stay in your comfort zone and don't stand up for God and be counted. You work 6 days a week, you're off one, and you got a $250,000 boat in your driveway. Nah, don't go to church today. Don't want to hear that old pastor rave. Go out in thine boat. Take thine ease. Go out and catch a couple striped bass. No harm in that. It's not a temptation to slay your wife. It's a temptation to do nothing. Nothing. No one's hurt. Just do nothing. That's what he does. Here's another one. Don't read your Bible. Watch television instead. Either one of these, or actually both of them, will transform your life. It's your choice. If you pick up and read this book and spend time in this book, you will hear from God. Amen. Joshua 1:8, this book will not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have great success. Read your book, spend time with God in the Word of God, and you will have the Midas touch. With what you do will turn to gold. Look at how conditional that promise is. But Satan says, don't waste your time. That's old school. That's not relevant anymore, that old book. Satan wants to keep all believers in their comfort zones so that you will never rise up, make a difference, and change the world. But instead, he makes believers ripe. Ripe for what? I would say the mother of all comfort zones that's coming. In order to avoid trials and tribulations and even death or anything that's normally uncomfortable, all you gotta do is... This next one is the greatest scam ever perpetrated on man. Let's turn Revelation chapter 13. Bibles everywhere. I love it. If you need a Bible, come see me after the service. I'll give you one. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. Remember what we've learned. Remember the key words. Suffer, persecution, death. Revelation 13:15, speaking of false prophets. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, so that no one can buy or sell except he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. There's the key words, kill. You know, let's have a little fun. Let's change the words around a little bit. Listen to this. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a vaccine on their right arm or on their rear ends, so that no one can buy or sell except he that has the vaccine, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. You know how close we are to that happening? And the pitch is, you know, harm can come to you if you don't do this. You won't be able to buy or sell. You can hear the yarn being pitched, and Satan's MO is to trick you into taking this vaccine. Who, pray tell, has got you alive all these years? Anthony Fauci or Jehovah God? God's kept you alive. Don't let anyone deceive you. God has kept you alive all these years. No doctor, no politician, no newspaper or press. God has kept you alive. Don't forget it. Well, the deception's going to be, if you want to escape this, now I don't know the vaccine or not, but the vaccine is a dry run for what's coming soon. Matter of fact, I'll say it's not the vaccine, because the false prophet is the one that gives this out at the end of the age. But it's the same type thing. What do you do when your life is skin for skin? What do you do when you're threatened like that? Satan thinks you're going to cut bait and run. That's what's going to happen here. He causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell, just like it is out here today, except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. This last scheme or method or wile will cost people their eternal souls. You fall for this one, you lose your soul. If you're deceived this time, you lose your soul. What invites Satan into our lives? Ouija boards, incantations, yes. Here's two more. The fear of death and suffering.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor